98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station.
Bickley and Murata.
Handing out the hardware.
Hardware is our version of the award show. We do it on Mondays. It's brought to you by our friends at Revitalize. Make changes that can last a lifetime with Revitalize. Their phone number, 480-435-3557, or check them out online at revitalizeweightloss.com. The first award will be presented by Dan Bickley.
Yeah, sorry if I'm stealing this one from you. Make this guy a full-time media member award. Goes to David Letterman, who showed up at Nets Media Day and caused kind of a ruckus.
He did. He was among the media.
Jared, are you giving me a cue here, Jarrett?
The media throngs.
I have the audio.
Oh, okay. Do you?
Part of it.
Let's do it.
Dave from Basketball Digest.
Yeah.
Kevin, KD, why do people call you KD? can I call you KD? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
My first name is Kevin.
Uh-huh. Right.
And my second name, my last name. My second name. My last name is Durant with a D.
KD, this year, what percentage do you plan on giving on the court? 90, 95, 100, 110? What are we looking at?
110.
110.
I actually really appreciate that question.
Yeah, so do I.
And he followed it up with, would you think about playing for the Knicks on your off day?
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. And
KD had a smile on his face the whole time.
Yeah. Very
that usual. That was sarcasm.
Well, yes.
He didn't know who he was, first of all.
He didn't?
No, because at the end of it, he goes, I guess you'll let anybody in here, huh?
So that wasn't a joke? He was being
serious? I mean, I don't know. Yeah. If you watch the video, he's completely stone-faced and confused the whole time.
Yeah, and as
but
I told
that's
you,
how he is.
He has no chill whatsoever, which is why I think David Letterman was trying to kind of poke him a little bit.
Yeah. This was over Zoom, no?
No,
I think he was there. In person.
Yeah.
Was
in person.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, why was his audio so bad? It's definitely not.
Well done, David Letterman. My first award is the honorary Eric Cartman Screw You Guys, I'm Going Home Award. And I'm giving it to Kayvon Pope of the Ohio State Buckeyes.
Yeah,
or formerly of the Ohio State Buckeyes. During their game with Akron the other night, which they were losing at one point, but then it turned into be a rout, this tweet came out. Pope tried to run out. This is from Austin Ward Sports. Pope tried to run out of the field in a sub package. Taraja Mitchell waved him off, and Pope stormed down the sideline, started walking back to the tunnel, and then had to be coaxed back by an Ohio State staffer. He tossed his gloves into the stands and took off his jersey. Then he went into the locker room and tweeted out during the game, blank Ohio State. And then he wished his teammates luck. He tweeted out an apology, but it was too late. Ryan Day booted him off the team. Yeah, that's not a great way to handle things.
Yeah, no, that was a crazy, crazy scene. The Lunacy Award, Vinny, goes to the Miami Dolphins offensive coordinator, whom in an overtime loss to the Raiders yesterday threw a screen pass in the end zone. They had their quarterback throw the ball to a wide receiver who was standing in the end zone, hit immediately for a safety. It was one of the dumbest deployments of strategy I've ever seen in the NFL.
Well,
it's just dumb.
My next award is the This Is Why You Should Send Sports People to Do Sports Stories Awards. Haley Crumbleholm is a reporter from KUTV in Salt Lake City. They were doing on-street interviews on the Jazz and their announcement that they'll require proof of vaccination against COVID-19 or a negative COVID-19 test within 72 hours for fans to get into the arena. So she's interviewing people on the street. Who happens to walk by a member of the Utah Jazz, Jordan Clarkson? They stop. They do the TV thing. Hey, could you spell your name for us so we get it right on the graphic? One of the questions Crumbleholm asked was, do you go to Jazz games?
Oh, no.
To which Clarkson played along and said, yeah, a lot. They found out after the fact and said, oh, I've got some further questions now. Is that
yeah,
not?
Yeah, a little late now. Little late for that. Access denied.
I have a new respect for Jordan Clarkson.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
My next award, Vinny, is the American Pride Award. I'm giving it to the members of the Ryder Cup who over the weekend trounced Europe. And I'm going to give a big nod to Bryson DeChambeau because yesterday to start his match, he drove the first green. and the crowd went nuts, and it just sort of was the punctuation mark to a really great weekend that spoke to a new era in American male golf. So,
what was the yardage on that hole? Do you know?
It was like
160.
No, it was like 360.
That's
something
crazy.
Like that. But he's the most entertaining guy in golf. And the big difference was he was adored universally at the Ryder Cup because, mm-hmm. you know, he was a good guy. And you could tell he really dug that. It was a nice change from the trolls he's been dealing with.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous, though. I feel pride when I drive I could drive it to the back wall at Topgolf, 217 yards. And I really got to get lucky to do that.
Yeah.
He's doubling that.
I'm encouraged by your sudden.
I looked at clubs this weekend.
Did you?
I did.
Did you?
I looked at them.
Yeah.
I didn't buy them, but I did look at them. My last award is the. Did they sell their souls? No, I'm going to give this one. The adding insult to injury award. Justin Tucker kicked a 66-yard field goal, a new NFL record, to beat the Detroit Lions. It's the second time in a row the Ravens have gone to Detroit and won a game on a Justin Tucker 60-plus yard field goal. This one clanked off the crossbar and went through. Painful way to lose a game. But Justin Tucker, after the game, said this, quote, "I love Detroit. I'm thinking about getting a place here."
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
With all due respect to a lot of great kickers, Justin Tucker, the best of all time.
Yeah, that is true.
There you go. There's Hardware. It's brought to you by Revitalize.